Well, as per usual, things are hopping over at the Cincinnati Arts Association, specifically at the Aronoff Center, because that's where they present their special season, CAA Presents. And joining me in the studio to talk about the season is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the Cincinnati Arts Association, Van Ackerman. Welcome, Van.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here, as always.
It's a busy season this year.
It's a very busy season, probably one of our busiest seasons ever.
In fact, it's so busy, we've just missed two of the first shows from the season.
We did. We just did A Night with Janis Joplin, which was amazing, followed by MasterChef Junior Live, which was a lot of fun. Those kids were great.
So later this week, we're going to see a special reminiscence of a very favorite television show from the 1990s.
A very favorite television show from the actually mid-80s through the 90s. This show ran for seven seasons from 1985 to 1992. It's called The Golden Girls. Those four wonderful women who lived in Miami, that was sort of a groundbreaking sitcom for its time because it actually involves senior women with these amazing actresses. But this particular show is a parody of that show. It's called That Golden Girls Show, a puppet parody. And it is what it sounds like. It's as if Avenue Q merged with the Golden Girls, and you have the Golden Girls told through puppets, puppets that are manipulated by actors you can see. But I think you forget about the actors pretty quickly because the puppets take on a life of their own. And it's based on all of those wonderful episodes from the Golden Girls, truncated down. So you get a little bit of the best, the greatest hits of the Golden Girls with these marvelous actors from New York. This is an off-Broadway show that's doing very, very well. And it's proven to be very, very popular here in Cincinnati. It's in our small Jarson Kaplan Theater, so it'll be very, very intimate. And it's not just puppets and actors who use puppets. There are also some guest stars, so there'll be some actual human beings in the show, too. But it sounds like a lot of fun.
The Aronoff Center, October 19th.
Exactly.
Well, then we move on to a show called Book of Moron.
Not to be confused with The Book of Mormon, which is coming to the Aronoff Center next year. The Book of Moron is, you know, in learning about the show, it sort of sounds like an adult version of that Pixar film Inside Out, if you remember that film, about all these competing emotions we all have in our minds. This is kind of an adult version of that. It's a one-man show written and performed by Robert Duback. Once again, it's another author. Off-Broadway show that's been doing very, very well across the country and in New York. Robert is just sort of fed up with what's happening in the world. And he feels like he's caught in a coma because of all of these crazy things that are going on. And he's caught in this sort of existential crisis in terms of who is he? What is life about? What is going on? So he's trying to make sense of all of that. And in the course of doing that, he battles with a lot of his inner voices, including his voice of reason, his inner moron, his common sense, his scruples, his inner child. And they all sort of compete for what he should or should not do and how he should accept life as it is or accept him in life as it is. But through that, it's very, very funny. It's very, very sophisticated adult humor, very intelligent humor. And like I said, he's been doing so well with this across the country, getting rave reviews. So if you like humor that actually has some weight behind it and makes you think, this is the show for you.
Now, coming up on November the 19th is the, I think, first Christmas offering at the Aronoff Center.
Probably, because it's happening fairly early.
And that is A Magical Cirque Christmas.
That's correct. This is a new show. It was out last year. It's been created by the producers of The Illusionists, which is that wonderful show with a collection of magicians that played Broadway. It actually toured through here through our Broadway series. And it, once again, it is what it sounds like. It's a wonderful collection of some of the best Cirque performers from around the world, from across the country, doing wonderful performances of magic and acrobats and strength acts and balance acts that you will just be awed by. But they're doing it in a Christmas theme. So it's wrapped in this Christmas package with beautiful Christmas music, all of your favorite Christmas hits, played live on stage. And it's colorful, has great production values, and it's a wonderful show for the entire family. So parents can bring their children. It's a good date night. But if you like Cirque, and who doesn't? I mean, there's so much Cirque out there right now. This is a great new way to see those wonderful Cirque acts. And this is not to be confused with Cirque du Soleil. It's not a Cirque du Soleil show, which are very themed and very produced. This is a show that includes Cirque performers. It's that certain style of circus performances that you see it a lot on America's Got Talent now. And in fact, they pull a lot of their talent from shows like that, and like I said, from around the world. So I think it's a great way to kick off the holiday season.
Now, to wrap up the first half of the CAA season, we're going to be seeing something that the kids are going to love. It's a very popular PBS kids show, and that's The Wild Kratts Live.
Yes, Wild Kratts Live 2.0. It's a new version of the show. The show has been touring for quite a while. And this show is called Activate Creature Power. If you have kids and you have PBS, you probably know this show. This show really focuses on animals and the wonderful powers, special qualities animals have. They package it in a wonderful story that usually involves a villain and the animal somehow saving the day. In fact, kids now wear actually their own creature power suits when they come to the show because it is so popular. This was created by the Kratt brothers. Two brothers, one of them has a biology degree. And once again, they love animals. They love biology. And they've studied animals and their behavior quite a bit. So every show features a certain animal and a certain special quality that animal has, creates a story around it, which are fun and very funny. Adults love this too. I hear from parents all the time about this show that the kids watch the show and they know more about animals than the parents ever will. So the show isn't just fun. It's also incredibly educational. It's an Emmy award-winning show, one of the most popular shows on PBS and on Amazon Prime, I hear. So it's a very, very popular show with children. It's coming to the Aronoff Center in late November, selling very, very well, and it's in the Procter & Gamble Hall and should be a great day out for the family.
And Martin and Chris Kraft have been doing animal shows for children for quite some time. In fact, I know some young adults who remember watching it as children.
Probably for 20 years. They've been doing it for a long time. In fact, they've built a whole industry around it. This is really what they do. They're now based out of Canada, which is where they do the show. They will actually be here with the show. They are in the show. The show's a combination of animation and live action. So they will come out, introduce the show, introduce the stories that happen, and then they suddenly become part of the animation. It's also interactive, so the kids can talk back to them and what's going on and help move the action forward. And the kids who come to the show love that part of it. So it's kind of like going to a rock concert for kids.
Now, Broadway Across America subscribers may look at these shows and say, well, these aren't part of our season. The CAA Presents season is actually a special presentation by Cincinnati Arts Association.
Right. Some people may not know who we are. Cincinnati Arts Association, we're the organization that manages and operates the Aronoff Center and Music Hall. And under that umbrella, we do a lot of different things. One of those things is we have a presenting season every year. So we present shows like this that really no one else is presenting. Touring shows that are going across the country that are being done by a lot of performing arts centers across this nation. And we tend to pull in some of the best of those. They're usually here for one night or one day. And as you can see from what we just talked about, it's a very eclectic mix of programming, from the wonderful classic rock Broadway show, A Night with Janis Joplin, that we just did, all the way down to a crazy fun show like that Golden Girls show, a puppet parody. And we also perform in different size theaters. So we're in the Procter & Gamble Hall, which seats 2,700 people, down to the Jarson Kaplan Theater, which seats 430 people. And we have even done things at the Music Hall Ballroom and at Music Hall. So yeah, we're across the boards, and they're really fun, wonderful shows that show you a sort of a different viewpoint of what's touring out there across the country.
Well, that's the first half of the season. We're going to come back in another episode to discuss the second half, but give our listeners a little sampling of what they're going to hear about.
We have some wonderful shows coming. In February, we are doing another TV show parody of The Office, the unauthorized parody of that show, and it's a musical. So you'll have all your favorite characters from The Office doing that. That's in February. In March, we're doing a lot of things, including Johnny Mathis, who is coming back with his wonderful romance concert, followed by The Price is Right Live, the enormously popular game show on TV, the longest running game show on TV. That will be here in March. And finally, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, is coming back in May, doing a tribute to Abbey Road, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary of that album's release. Those are just some of the shows coming next year, and I'm sure by the time we talk, there will be more.
Well, it's just nonstop at the Aronoff and the Cincinnati Arts Association. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Van Ackerman, Vice President of Marketing and Communication for the Cincinnati Arts Association.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on the CAA Presents season, both what we've discussed this evening and future events, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.